Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints come to town on Sunday. A big one for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. And we're here to talk about it on Eagles 360. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, on this Friday at the NovaCare Complex, expecting beautiful weather on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles tackling breast cancer campaign game. And Chris, good news from the practice field on Thursday. Jason Peters out there, the full go. Lane Peters as well, or Lane Johnson as well. Maybe the offensive line gets some continuity, which we need.
You saw the second half of last week's game against the Washington Redskins. And yes, the offensive line, even though it didn't have Jason Peters in there, was able to be productive, especially throughout the air. So certainly if they can continue some of that this Sunday against the New Orleans Saints, that would be a positive sign. I think everyone heard about Jason Peters being injured and thought, would they have to move Lane Johnson to left tackle? Doesn't seem like that's in the cards at this point. If the Eagles can solidify the offensive line going against an aggressive Rob Ryan-led defense of the New Orleans Saints, that'll go a long way to hopefully sparking some things early on, especially to get the crowd into it this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, and you know, talking to Peters after the Washington game, I kind of got the sense that he was going to be really questionable for this game, but having Jason Peters out there will be a big plus for the Eagles. Now, can he play 60 minutes at a high level? That's the big question. And that's why we go to Alex Smith to get you caught up on everything happening with the Philadelphia Eagles on this Friday. It's our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Today, we look back at the best sound clips from the week that was here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles get set to host the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. And we'll start things off by hearing from DeMarco Murray, who speaks about where his confidence level is at as he continues to recover from a hamstring injury.
You know, you can only control what you can control, and I wouldn't use the word frustration. Obviously, you know, you wouldn't like to be 1-3. You would like to play every game. You would like to have the ball bounce your way a couple more times, but I don't think I'm really frustrated, I would say, but you just got to continue to play hard and you know, work as hard as you can, and eventually, you know, hopefully the ball will, you know, roll your way.
During his conference call with the Philadelphia media, Saints quarterback Drew Brees spoke about Malcolm Jenkins and Darren Sproles, two of his former teammates who left a big impression on the Saints locker room.
Man, he's a stud. Sproles is one of my favorite people, one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. You know, we've trained together for a while now in San Diego. I think we, you know, I say we push each other, but it's really me trying to keep up with him all the time. I mean, his work ethic is second to none. And his focus, his intensity, like he's the epitome of what you would want in a teammate. Honestly, both him and Malcolm, the epitome of what you would want in teammates. Like the way that they work, the way that they prepare, the way that they compete. Like they love competition. They love the game of football. They're, you know, they're big time players and big time moments. You know, miss those guys. They're you know, everything that you would want in a teammate.
With a record of 1-3, the Eagles aren't where they'd hope to be at this point in the season. But according to linebacker Brandon Graham, all the questions about what the Eagles need to improve upon simply serves as motivation for the locker room.
Just everybody asking these same questions. You know, we just got tired of it. And I think that's what we're feeling right now. We hate to come in here after a loss and have to talk to the media and hear all these questions. I know it's y'all's job, but, you know, I think that's what gives us that spark, too, because a lot of guys, we hate coming in here after a loss because we got to hear it outside when I'm going to the store, stuff like that. We know. Trust me. We want to get it fixed just like everybody else. And I'm telling you, I'm not even going to talk no more. I'm just working. We just going to work, and we'll see y'all Sunday.
For all of the latest Eagles coverage, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And be sure to tune into our kickoff show on Sunday at noon.
Thank you so much, Smitty. How about that? I'm
very
getting
nice
a little casual with Alex. It's Alex Smith's Smitty.
Yes.
All right. Big one for the Eagles defense here, Chris. Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback, 400 touchdown passes in his career. So the secondary will be challenged.
Yes, they will. So it was great that 400th career touchdown came to get the win over the Dallas Cowboys. Now, a player who has some experience intercepting Drew Brees, one E.J. Biggers, he's going to join me in studio next, is this week's Lay's Kettle Cook presents Crunch Time.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
Ice up to Philly.
The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new pumpkin cheesecake square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kelcook presents Crunch Time. And my special guest this week is cornerback E.J. Biggers. Now, E.J., Chip Kelly says that big people be of little people. So, yeah, I think it's taking it a little extreme bringing someone with the last name Biggers.
Just a family name. I don't take any credit on that. But he's just a guy trying to do whatever I can to help the team.
Let me ask you about the hairstyle. When was the last time you cut it?
Last time I cut it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably my freshman year in high school.
Freshman year of high school?
Cut it, really cut it, yeah.
So what would it take for you? Someone to come up to you right now and say, EJ, I'll give you blank.
Make it cut. I don't think it'll take, I wouldn't take anything for it to cut it.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Not right now. I done grew into it. This is like a part of me now. So, I don't think I'll have to be getting real old or something like that. They have to be about to fall out or something like that.
Now, did it ever become a hindrance on the football field?
Like my third year started to get a little hectic, but now I kind of plait them up. I don't leave them out as singles anymore, especially during the season. In off season, I kind of let them hang out a little bit more, but during the season, because you know, like you said, you get a lot of guys. They're not intending to grab it, but just in the nature of the game, they're grabbing shoulder pads, whatever they can at the time. sometimes your hair gets pulled, so I just start to plait it up after like my third or fourth year.
EJ, your cousin is Udonis Haslam.
Yes, sir.
Plays for the Miami Heat. Have you ever talked to him about what it takes to get to that next level to win a championship? He's a three-time champion in the NBA. Have you guys had that discussion?
It wasn't that. I didn't ask him that exact question.
Okay.
But just like you said, just hearing and being around him and hanging with him sometimes in the offseason, and sometimes he's with the guys. And like you said, the bond that they have and those guys, they're together all the time. Seeing them out in the offseason with those guys or during the season. Like you said, they just have a great relationship, and like you said, they do whatever it takes to win. And like you said, they had a great couple years when LeBron and D-Wade, those guys, were all together. And like you said, they just had that family, have your back, and like you said, whatever it takes to win.
Now, something that I read about you is very interesting, EJ. You're in the NFL, macho sport, but what type of dog do you have?
We have a miniature chihuahua. Her name is Bella.
And how did you come up with that one?
I didn't come up with it. My girlfriend did. Her mom, her friend was having some puppies, and I guess she was like the run of the litter, and she was sick and things like that. And my girlfriend wanted a dog, and her mom was like, "Hey, you want this miniature chihuahua?" Da da da. And I'm like, I wasn't home, so I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not really into dogs and animals like that.
Okay.
So I wasn't really for it, but now I'm probably her biggest fan. So
it's one of the things where you deny.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I took her to her first doctor's appointment when she was in Miami and things like that. And everybody's looking at me like, this little dog. Everybody's like, oh, she's so cute. I'm like, trying to be my, oh, no, that's not for me. But now, I'm always asking about her. I'm playing with her all the time. I'm always want to know what's wrong with her and things like that. But like you said, it grows on you. And she's a great dog.
EJ, you've played in Washington. You're now here in Philadelphia. What is it like playing in the NFC East with all these rivalries?
Oh, it's big. I mean, like you said, you don't see the rivalries. Every team is really, every game is really a rivalry, and everybody has a little something against each other. You don't see that in other divisions like that. Not every single team. You might have one or two teams that are rivals. But like I said, here's every team. So you have to, and like I said, there's great talent in this division. I mean, and it just keeps circling around. And like you said, you play those guys two times a year, and somewhere, somehow, those one of these teams are going to be top in the NFL. So like you said, you're getting that challenge at least twice a year. And like I said, and that's with three other teams. So like I said, it's a great division to be in. And like I said, you're going to get your money's worth every week.
EJ Biggers, cornerback for your Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you very much for joining us this week on Lay's Kettle Cooked presents Crunch Time.
You need more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
You both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Do you have what it takes to win big? All you have to do is convert a field goal from the 20-yard line, and you could win $10,000 plus $10,000 for the school of your choice. Learn more at philadelphiaeagles.com/Santander. We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time for us to dig a little deeper on this Friday into the key matchups. Eagles and the Saints will bring you two matchups each. And he will start things off.
All right, I'm going to look at the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. And the question is it to blitz or not to blitz? Chip Kelly was asked that question on Thursday. And he said, look, you know, unfortunately, Brees is one of those quarterbacks who just might be unblitzable in this league. Now, last week, the Eagles defense went against a Washington quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who did a good job of getting rid of the ball quickly. Well, Brees does a lot of those same things. The difference is he's a top 10 quarterback, a future Hall of Famer. He is one of the best in the business. So forget all the stuff about arm strength and whether he still has it. He can still make all the throws in this scheme. The question is, how do the Eagles get him off point? How do they get him off target? How do they try to disrupt the rhythm there? And then one of the go-to targets there, Dave, will be guys coming out of the backfield. That screen game, very effective for the New Orleans Saints, and that's something that the outside linebackers going to have to watch.
It's an excellent segue, Chris, because the Eagles linebackers will be heavily involved in coverage along with the Eagles safeties. The Saints passing game is one to get rid of the football quickly, get it out in space, and a three-headed monster at running back for New Orleans. C.J. Spiller is the explosive home run threat. Kerry Robinson is the elusive scat back type. And then there is Mark Ingram, the powerful first-round pick, runs between the tackles, low to the ground. Eagles feel like they have a good matchup against the run. It's covering the backs in the passing game that will be the challenge. And watch out D'Amico Ryans, because the Saints will try to get him in space. Huge challenge for the Eagles defensively from a scheme standpoint. How do you protect Ryans? What kind of job does Jordan Hicks do? Where do the safeties come up and help? It's really a chess match here. The Eagles make sure they really don't want to get D'Amico Ryans matched up against these backs in the passing game.
Yes, indeed. Now, I already talked about Drew Brees. Let's look at Sam Bradford and one of the players that he'll be tossing to, Nelson Aguilar. I'm looking for him to have a big game. Get the vertical passing tech involved. You look at these Saints corners. In Keenan Lewis, he's been banged up. Brandon Browner, who came over from the Patriots, He struggled this year. Delvin Bro's in his first year playing in the NFL. You go to the safety spot, Jairus Byrd, he's had his struggles and his share of injuries as well. So this is an area where I think the Saints can be defeated. It's going to be up to Sam Bradford to take those deep shots and Aguilar, who had that nice one-handed grab, to take advantage of those. But of course, Sam Bradford's going to need to be able to stay upright. And Jason Peters looks like he's good to go for Sunday, but he has a tough matchup on his hands.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles have so long been counting on Jason Peters to be a dominant player on the left side of the offensive line. Dominant. I mean, one-on-one, don't worry about it. Forget about that side of the line of scrimmage. Hasn't really been the case this year. Peters has been banged up, some injuries, quad injury, forcing him out of the game on Sunday against Washington. This week, he's got Cameron Jordan, who's only got one sack this year. Last year, 7.5 sacks. The year before that, 12.5 sacks. He's the best pass rusher the Saints have, and their Eagles really need to win this battle without giving Jason Peters help, without sacrificing a running back to chip. They've got to give Jason Peters the space to win on the edge, and Peters has to respond. This is a huge matchup for the Eagles, especially, Chris, as you say, if the Eagles want to throw the football down the field. The blind side must be protected by one Jason Peters.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to get to some of the numbers of this key matchup in our stats-only segment. But first, this quick commercial break here on Eagles 360.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time to dig into the world of numbers with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today, we'll start things off by looking at the gritty quarterback play of Sam Bradford in Sunday's game against Washington. And while the first half wasn't his best, he was able to march the Eagles back into the game in the final two quarters, and he did so by opening up the vertical passing game. After hearing all week long about how the Eagles' offense hadn't been able to hit on many deep throws in 2015, Bradford aired it out with a good amount of success on Sunday. He found Riley Cooper for a 62-yard score, his second longest passing touchdown in his career, and he also connected with Nelson Aguilar and Miles Austin on deep throws down the seam. Bradford finished the afternoon with a passer rating of 122.4, the second highest rating of his five-year NFL career. The game also marked the seventh time that Bradford has thrown for three touchdowns or more. On the defensive side of the ball, the Eagles continue to have a knack for taking the ball away at the opportune moment, and that was once again the case on Sunday as a Brandon Graham forced fumble made it 10 straight games in a row that the Eagles have come away with the takeaway. During that string of 10 games, the Eagles defense has created a remarkable 22 turnovers. This season, the Eagles have racked up 9 turnovers. That's tied for the second most among all 32 NFL teams. And they've also notched 5 total takeaways in their last two contests. Graham's forced fumble was the 10th of his career, and on the play, rookie linebacker Jordan Hicks recovered the ball, giving him 3 takeaways in the last two games. And while the Eagles continue to be among the league leaders in taking the ball away, this weekend's opponent, the New Orleans Saints, have struggled in that category as their 3 total takeovers rank near the bottom of the league. That being said, the Eagles' offense will look to get back into a groove on Sunday.
The Saints are one of just three NFL teams that have not recorded an interception through four games, with Seattle and Washington being the other two. Meanwhile, Sam Bradford hasn't thrown an interception in either of the Eagles' last two games, and he'll be facing a Saints defense that ranks in the bottom 10 in the NFL in terms of both total yards and rushing yards allowed per game. Also in the Eagles' favor, New Orleans ranks 27th in the league when it comes to stopping the run, allowing an average of 123.3 yards per game on the ground, meaning the Eagles could look to feed DeMarco Murray and the other backs early and often to help set up the big passing plays later in the game. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you right back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. You know, the key number for me, Chris, looking back at Washington's loss, the Eagles had three snaps in the first quarter with 51 seconds left. They get back on the field. Three offensive snaps. They've been outscored 39-3 at halftime in the three losses. As you said earlier, they've got to start quickly in this game and get the crowd going and play with some confidence. I think there's a tightness on this team that may be born of a lack of just feeling a lot of confidence.
Well, the thing is, I think they realize they need to get off to these fast starts. So exactly how do they go about doing that? Now, the Eagles have been trying to get the run game involved early, whether it's DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, or Darren Sproles, who, of course, is going to want to have a big game this Sunday against the former team that allowed him to leave for just a fifth-round pick. But maybe do the Eagles take the disguise early? Maybe do they say, you know what, the vertical passing attack worked so well against Washington last week, this Saints defense can be beaten deep. Maybe they say the pass opens up the run.
Yeah, well, hey, Chip Kelly's got his plan in place. We'll see it unfold on Sunday. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. And when we return, Mike Quick and Ike Reese, our game plan crew, break down Saints rookie linebacker Stephon Anthony. He's a playmaker for that defense. The Eagles are going to have to keep an eye on him on Sunday.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, a reminder that we've got you covered all the way through on Sunday starting at noon with our kickoff show. Chris McPherson at the NovaCare Complex, complete coverage from Lincoln Financial Field all the way through the afternoon, concluding with our Eagles postgame show presented by Rico. Right now, though, we want to take a look at one of the Saints' standouts on defense. Rob Ryan loves to be aggressive, and he's not afraid to use some young players to do it. One of those players, inside linebacker Stephon Anthony. Mike Quick and Ike Reese, the Eagles game plan show, breaking down a really good player in the middle of the New Orleans defense.
All right, Mike, scouting report brings us to rookie inside linebacker, 31st pick in the draft out of Clemson, Stephon Anthony. Now, this guy for the New Orleans Saints, you watch him on film,
he is showing up everywhere. I love the fact that he, as a run stopper,
yeah,
you see him going forward all the time, pressing the line of scrimmage.
He's a prototypical middle linebacker. He's 6'3", he's 245 pounds, and he's got that speed. He's 4'5 speed. He gets sideline to sideline as well as any inside backer in the National Football League.
And I tell you, with the Saints front four, they do a great job of keeping him clean. I see an awful lot of tackles being made where he's not being touched. Unlike this play on the screen, this is a great job of recognizing that it's an easy rush up front. He realizes he's in man coverage.
Yep.
He doesn't wait. He goes and get the running back, offensive lineman, a little late on trying to pick him up.
Well, the center is there waiting for the reaction, but the speed just outflanks the center, and he's there to make the stop. You know, great job of reading the screen, driving on the throw, and making the stop.
Plays with strong hands, violent hands, doesn't seem to miss a whole lot of tackles. You watch him on this play, first play versus the Cowboys. I like how he scrapes down the line here, unblocked, always keeping his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage, keeping pace with the running back.
Yep.
As soon as he see an opportunity, a hole to shoot through, watch how fast he gets to the football.
But you said it. Look how the guys up front protect him. No one touches him, so he gets a free run to the football, and, boy, he does a good job at it.
Doing a great job of keeping pace with the back.
Yep.
In case that running back tries to cut back on him, he'll be right there. He knows that he has support on the outside. Very smart, very intelligent, young linebacker. Saints were able to pick him up with the trade for Jimmy Graham to the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Right now, that's looking like a good move for the New Orleans Saints.
All right, fellas, thank you so much. We'll be watching on Sunday how the Eagles deal with Stephon Anthony. Chris, let's talk about maybe an under-the-radar player who steps up on Sunday to win this football game.
Well, I think for me, I'm going to look at the former Saints who are now in Midnight Green. I'm going to start with Darren Sproles, who, again, is going to want to show something against his former team. He has been the spark, the catalyst for not just the offense but for the special teams as well. And I'll go on the defense. I'll look at Malcolm Jenkins. This safety duo has been outstanding this season. Jenkins knows his breeze as well as anyone on that Eagles defense. It's going to be instrumental if he's able to man down that spot and not allow Breeze to get those explosive plays. Keep him contained. Breeze is going to want to take the shot plays on occasion, but the biggest thing is you cannot allow those to happen. Make him dink and dunk the way down the field, which he certainly can do, but the key is going to be to make him try to force him into some errors when possible.
I hate to say that he's an under-the-radar player, but I think this is the game that DeMarco Murray has a very nice game. Ryan Matthews contributes. The Eagles get the run game going. And defensively, I just think Jordan Hicks is going to be a big-time contributor. Again, I think he's playing as well as any Eagles linebacker. Dare I say he's playing the best of any of these Eagles linebackers one quarter of the way into his first season in the NFL.
Well, we'll see.
All right, for Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. This has been Eagles 360. We've got you covered beginning on Sunday again with a kickoff show at noon all the way through Eagles Saints and then our postgame show presented by Rico. Please join us then. And thanks for joining us so much on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.